coming in with that shitty song.
Yeah.
Do you want? I think we kind
of
got it.
Well, what about the?
But I bet a lot of podcasts already do that.
What about the rights for that too?
You need to do something on that.
I don't know. I mean, I wonder
if write
like,
a song real quick.
I wonder if it's like I could write it. I could do a really shitty cover of that.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay. Go. Why not learn?
Second round draft choice goes all the way for a touchdown.
Welcome to the Green and Gold Podcast from South Slope Studios in Brooklyn, New York. It's a podcast for all Packer fans by a few displaced Packer fans.
It's us.
My name is Matt Gifford. This is Chris Welty.
Hey, what's up?
And Mickey Dwyer.
Hey, how you doing?
And our very special guest, Matthew Leathers.
Hey, how you doing? He's smirking over there.
He's already smirking over there. This is basically, it's pretty simple. It's a Packer podcast, because we're Packer fans, and we're going to talk about the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this every week. We already had game one last night.
Yeah, who are those guys? The Katrina victims.
Yeah, the New Orleans Saints.
The Saints, that's right.
Hell of a game, hell of a game. I lost my voice, as I do every game, from
you're
yelling at the...
Blacked
at
out.
I did black out. I got really drunk.
You don't remember the last play.
I don't remember the last drive. I had to rewatch it this morning. It was... and you said I was not very upset about the last drive.
I knew you were drunk because you were way too calm when you were driving the last minute, and I was stressing.
I think now
you seemed totally cool about it.
I think now's the time maybe we should talk a little about ourselves so people know who the hell we are. Chris Welty is by far the most frantic and emotional Packer fan.
My week's ruined if they lose.
If they have to punt the ball, he will often declare that the season is over. There's no way we're ever coming back from this. It's a total terrible.
You don't win games punting. Right. That's what I say. You always go for it.
You do say that a lot.
At least.
All the great coaches have never punted.
But yes, I've been a Packers fan as long as I've been a fan of football. I am not from Wisconsin, though. I have family from Wisconsin. That's how I became a fan. Originally from Florida. And became a Packer fan down there because, you're not going to be a Bucs fan. I live near Tampa Bay. I mean, that's just a shitty, shitty franchise. And they were actually in the same division at the time, so I used to go to a lot of games in the old Central when the Packers would play the Bucs twice a year. No, it's fun. And I am actually an NFL owner as well. One share in the Green Bay Packers.
Did you get that for Christmas?
I got it for my birthday a long time ago. My uncle got it for me.
Is that the uncle that shoots gophers?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Uncle Doug.
Can you just buy shares
There's a certain amount of years.
I looked it up online.
I'm not sure.
Apparently they do. It's usually for like fundraising for the team, things like that. They'll open up, buying shares in order to raise funds. But it only happens, I don't know, an increment of years. Maybe we can look into that. But it's not every year by any means. I think it's several years apart.
Right. It's every year Haley's Comet comes around.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
Because I was actually thinking about, for your birthday, for Matt's birthday, I was thinking about... getting you a share. I didn't know how.
Well, I don't know if he can do that because he's only been a fan for 2 years.
That's true.
So I think it's
good
to
explain that.
Yeah, yeah. I am the most fledgling in the group of Packer fans. I, for the record, did not jump on the Super Bowl bandwagon.
No, I watched
the 2009 season with Chris and Mickey here, who have been diehard fans for many, many years, and I waited till the season was over officially, and I declared at that point that next year, being the 2010 season, I would be a Packer fan, and I'm just going to say maybe we won the championship, so might have had everything to do with it. I don't know. I think it had everything to do with it. So.
Yes, you and Tremont Williams and Aaron Rodgers
and the actual team,
and
being good at football. I think.
Yeah.
And then we got Mickey here,
the real Wisconsinite.
Yes, yeah,
is actually from Wisconsin.
Grew up in Madison. Grew up on the east side of Madison, near the fertilizer plant.
Lovely area.
Yeah. He has a lovely story about a burger and cheese factory lighting on fire one night. Maybe some local Wisconsin house.
I wish it was a burger and cheese factory. It was a meat and dairy refrigeration.
So it became a burger and cheese.
Yeah, it was the most delicious smelling fire I've ever encountered. Instead of smelling like wood and people, everyone was like, "This smells terrible." And as a little kid, I was like, "This smells delicious." Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was just a lake of melted cheese and melted meat. One solid, you know, and firefighters were waiting, waist deep in, fighting the fire, fighting the delicious fire.
And then the other person at the table just said virtually nothing is Matthew Leathers.
Why the fuck are you here?
And
what is it? You work at Macy's.
He's a writer for Macy's.
Under the impression this was a podcast about watches and women's
jewelry. Oh, okay.
Because I'm an expert.
Yeah.
What do you need to know about crystal bezels and embellishment?
I need to know everything.
Yeah.
But you know things about football. Yeah. You play fantasy football.
Matthew's an all-around dork on most.
Yeah,
of
I do not have.
You have a team.
Do you have a team?
I don't have a favorite team. I will drop this bomb on you right now.
Uh-oh.
I had a Minnesota Vikings starter jacket in 1992.
And
then you went to that camp where they turned you straight.
Yeah,
and that's why they've never won a Super Bowl.
Exactly, because I threw that starter jacket away.
It didn't matter with the starter jackets back in the day, though. It was a starter jacket.
Right, I needed people to know that I was from Minnesota.
Starter jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Bash Brothers, maybe. But
no,
I wasn't an A's fan.
I was strictly on the Vikings bandwagon because my older brother's best friends were from Minnesota, and you have to follow whatever they're doing. So they were very much pushing me down flights of stairs every time I put on that coat because I wasn't a true fan. Mm-hmm. I was a diehard until never again after 1993.
Well, you know, actually, this is a fact.
I don't know what that had to do with belts, but
what he just said, this is a fact, though. No Minnesota Vikings fan, or there's not one that is an actual real fan. They are the worst fans in football.
Yeah. They should be watching.
I hope that team moves to LA.
They're too literate.
Because
why.
They are.
The literacy rate is
too nice.
The roof.
Oh, is that what it is?
Minnesota, yeah.
But just terrible
Ravens
fans. See, I like the Raiders. I don't mind the Raiders.
Not the fans were the
They're
worst.
Fun.
The Raiders fans
they're stabby.
Yeah.
They do look stabby.
But you know, and aren't the Giants fans kind of
pretty stabby? Eagles fans are pretty bad.
Yeah.
I've heard.
A lot of just the New England, anywhere up in the northeastern part of the country, that's just, I don't know if it's the cold winters and all the chowder. But it's just seemed to be full of dicks.
Well, what is it that you might know? Is it the Eagles fans that used to throw batteries at players?
That was a one-time
like
thing.
Free flashlight day.
That was a one-time
thing. Have you ever heard that? Santa Claus,
they chucked
too.
Batteries at Santa Claus.
Yeah. That's pretty gross.
What's the story? I don't know.
That's like saying raping's a one-time thing. Relax. It was a one-time thing.
I've always been saying that we should get just a gimme when it comes to the registered sex offender list. You get one time, just kind of as a you know, just
get out
to see,
jail free.
Yeah, and then do not pass go.
Get out of
well, you know, sexual harassment. If you do it once, it's not you can't get in trouble because
well,
it's
actually,
not harassment.
Now that you mention that, this is not a Pittsburgh Steelers podcast.
Oh, okay, all right. No, sorry,
we should keep it to Packer related.
Can we talk about the fucking game last night?
We should talk about the fucking game.
Holy shit!
It was against the Saints.
What a season opener, though. I remember, I do.
Three quarters.
Now that I watched like all the clip and three, I pretty much remember three quarters happening though. I do remember the Randall Cobb kickoff return. Holy shit, Randall motherfucking Cobb.
It was 108 yards. It was the tie for the NFL record for kickoff returns. Was Cromartie. Bested that, did 109 3/4 yards, but that was on a failed field goal return. So
yes.
But yeah, he tied the record, and he also, I don't remember there was something about
he's the first player to be born in the 1990s.
Well, it was that, but also he was something about actually a touchdown.
I read it.
A touchdown.
Actually, on Michael's
reception in the first game as a rookie was a big deal.
I didn't really. Was that that was his first reception?
It wasn't his first reception.
It was his second one.
There was some kind of stat. I don't remember what it was, but it was some kind of thing. It was on GreenBayPackers.com about how rarely is there a rookie gets a touchdown in their first game as an NFL.
Now, how's he looking for fantasy? Is that going to be good? What he did?
I'm in a couple of leagues with fans who are predominantly University of Kentucky college football fans, and they were speaking of drafting him really high.
Wow.
And I actually persuaded them not to.
He's probably free in a lot of leagues.
No.
I mean, I bet he's getting picked up now.
No, he gets drafted. Game. He got drafted in most of my leagues and near the second to third last rounds because if you watched any of the preseason games, you knew with like one injury to Donald Driver, he was going to be in there.
Donald
returning kicks
really well last night, and Donald tied for all time
franchise record
for
receptions.
So,
but he needed 72 yards. He got 71 last night.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs another yard to break the franchise record.
But he did have get the record for the most charming smile.
He does. The guy is he does have a hell of a smile.
He's at 702 receptions.
You gotta love Donald Driver. You gotta love him.
And Starks looked good last night.
I like Starks.
I was watching him grow last season, and he definitely seemed like the offensive line was giving him some gaps, and he was getting some legs under.
The O-line played great. Wells had a hell of a block on that Starks touchdown, that 17-yard touchdown. And it's great having Ryan Grant back.
Yeah.
And we signed John Kuhn again so we can pretend like we're not racist by chanting his name.
Got John Kuhn in the middle.
I love it.
Wait, he got 3 more years or 5 years? What was it?
I don't remember. I thought it was three. Yeah, it's three. Starks is... He might be the... Taking most of the carries, though. But I like having Grant back,
Mickey won't let me call him Iron Man. His name's James Starks from John Starks from the Iron Man movies because it's too dorky.
It's
apparently Favre had a...
Well, Favre, Favre had like 15...
The old dick slinger.
The old... shithead.
Yeah, he's not coming back, folks.
No,
he's not. I think it's official. He still has a couple days to sign. Could he sign?
I heard he actually just got old enough to host The Price is Right. That's our sink.
That's
the beautiful Brooklyn plumbing. If you hear that gurgle in the background, that's the sink from the South Slope Studios backing up and gurgling.
The sink is actually a Bears fan.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Bears.
There was some breaking news about the Bears that just came out.
Did you read that? Jim Cutler, he just recently went under the knife, or I guess under the laser for vaginal rejuvenation surgery for his vagina. Apparently he was having trouble last season tripping over the labia. The labia majora, I believe. I'm not a gynecologist, but apparently he was tripping over his giant pussy lips while he was trying to play football.
It kept getting tangled up in the spokes of his workout bike on the sidelines.
But our prayers are with Jay Cutler and his wife and his wife's boyfriend.
I fucking hate the guy. He's a big puss.
I won't be surprised if it turns out he raped somebody.
Well, he went to Vanderbilt, and end of that story.
Yeah. Coming from the guy who works at Macy's.
Hey,
there we are.
Hey, lady.
The Packer defense last night, they showed up at the end of the game, but it seemed to me, not that I'm a big Matthews fan, and not that he's the entire defense by any stretch of the imagination, but it seemed like they had him like doubled and triple covered all night, and he was having trouble making any real action. And it seems like the defense was fairly well dealt with by the Saints.
They did play. That's the thing. I mean, and that's what everyone was saying going into that game, that's how that was going to be.
Yeah.
Because, the Saints, they do have a great offense. And Sproles is looking great with the Saints. There's definitely some things that I think they need to work on. I mean, it is week one, but definitely the corners. Shields and Tremont got beat a lot last night, and I think it's going to be fine, though. I really do. I mean,
I'm glad to hear you say that, because
they're playing the Saints.
That means televisions all around us that we're watching will be safe from your beer bottles.
So yeah,
everything's going to be all right.
Well, and then I mean, we play Carolina next week. You're going to see the defense is just going to destroy Cam Newton. They're going to be all right. He'll throw at least four picks.
That's going to be.
I'm just hoping that his hair is a little bit wetter next week.
Yeah, just a little more.
Yeah, that might have been the problem.
Maybe he was weighed down by a little bit of the You can see some of the UFC blocking the, you know, exercises he's been doing. He was swatting forearms and breaking some of that blocking a little bit. It was pretty neat to watch. I forget, there's something else.
UFC. We were gonna actually. That's one of our goals this year. On the podcast is we're gonna get Chuck Liddell on the show here, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that because he's
apparently a
big Packers fan,
right?
So, Chuck, if you're listening, we'd like to have you on the show.
Well, he's retired now, right?
Well, no, it's oh, there he is. Well, no, he's retired, but yeah, he's not a retired Packer fan.
He's still I'm saying Packers. He's not fighting. He's
no.
got time. He can come to South Slope Studios.
Yeah, he should come. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of USC, you want to talk about Charles Woodson punching that dude?
Oh yeah, yes. That was awesome.
That was great.
I mean, he's going to get fined and potentially suspended.
He could possibly miss a game. Yeah, because everyone is saying apparently some officials took to Twitter and were saying that he should have been ejected from the game.
You can't
agree.
You can't tiger uppercut a guy in the. Lower abdomen.
He's got it.
Lower abdomen.
Haruken!
Yeah. And you do it. Yeah. I will say this. It was a good punch. Though.
I feel like
he would have kicked that guy's
ass. Like corners should be allowed at least one per game if the person outweighs them by like 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to do any damage. Just let him get his frustration.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Yeah. I was saying.
Is that picking up?
Yeah, if you guys can hear that, South Slope Studios is directly above a family of Puerto Ricans. And they like to do karaoke on the Wii all the time. Apparently at about 9:24 on a Friday night. So
their hearts are not in it.
If you
listen to them,
they're tone deaf. This is the most tone deaf family I've ever heard in my entire.
No emotion coming from them at all.
But yeah, we apologize.
Stop having fun with your family.
They're just going through the motions at this point.
I apologize if you're hearing that. If you're annoyed by the sound of mirth and merriment, but we'll try and talk over it and push on.
But back to this Woodson thing.
Yes.
He should have been ejected. Yes, that is the rule.
Yeah.
I hope if they're going to do something, I hope they just do it now. Because let's suspend him for the Carolina game.
Right, absolutely.
And not the Bears in 2 weeks. Because if they wait on this and then they're like, oh, which I'm afraid they're going to do. They're like, oh, we need to suspend after the Carolina. You know, and then do they do that? I don't know. Do they ever
have I imagine whatever is going to happen is going to happen.
Suspensions come down real quick.
Yeah.
Like, that should be announced by, Tuesday.
No, the next couple days,
It's almost always the next day.
He said, I lost my cool, said after the game. The guy was blocking me and holding me, and I'm trying to get off him. I just lost my cool. That's all on me.
See, it happens. And I don't think it should.
And he's acknowledging that there will be probably at least
there
a
has
fine.
To be.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, if you look at it, the guy. I mean, not that it's ever right to sucker punch somebody in the solar plexus, but
I want to sucker punch. He's looking right at him.
Yeah, well, you know, he was kind of dragging him around by his head after the play, after the whistle, and he shouldn't be punching guys. But at the same time, you know.
Here's my thing.
Which is really pretty cool too.
What
a good looking punch.
I think they should be allowed. I think they should just be allowed to fight because why not? I mean, it's a physical fucking sport. Like, they're hitting each other. You can't help but that testosterone's building. Whatever, you know. At least, you know.
In football, there's so many different body types, you know. In hockey, it's pretty across the board.
Yeah,
maybe goalies different size.
Beat the shit out of the kicker.
But I mean, give a center against Maste.
Yeah,
you know, against a little redheaded.
Some the size of Roger, who can actually fucking throw a punch or something, and against the kicker, and you're gonna have some trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, Mickey, actually, we like to get dressed up in our Green Bay regalia for the games, and Mickey actually has a really good idea. Mickey, tell him about your idea for. The paraphernalia that you're going to be
sporting. Well, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
I want him to tell you the idea.
It's done.
let's go around the room and talk about our game gear.
Oh. yeah,
be sure. Real nerds about it.
Yeah, well, I got a
Matt's excited about what he's got.
I got a jersey, a Matthews jersey, old 52 there. But I ordered the replica
old 52.
That's what I call him in my dreams 24? When I'm masturbating. You know, good old 52. Never mind. Anyway, so yeah, I have a jersey. I ordered a replica jersey online from some store that I won't plug because I don't remember the name of. But I think they actually sent me an authentic jersey on accident, which is pretty sweet because that's about a $230 difference. So thanks that.
Yeah, this is a pretty sweet looking jersey.
Store. It's very sweet
stitching.
And I have the green and gold Converse All Stars. Green Converse with yellow laces, baby. That's how I roll.
I'm doing the Super Bowl hat,
the black,
the very ugly official Super Bowl hat, but I like it. I like the official one. And then I just got a regular basic Packers tee. But I know the jersey that I want to get. I decided I'm going to get a Chad Clifton jersey because no one has that. Yeah. You see him in Green Bay and stuff, but a Clifton jersey would be pretty cool. And he's
so easy to find.
I think
sometimes they don't even make.
I think you have to get it customly made.
Yeah, you'd have to just request.
And
that'd be a bummer if you're in the NFL and they don't make your jersey.
Yeah, you have to be a name. Like you're not even gonna find like. We could probably find a BJ Raji.
Oh, there's Raji. I've seen
him. Because he's a name. People know who he is.
Yeah, yeah. No, Raji's a popular one. Jordy Nelson has become a very popular jersey.
Let's go do the white guy.
Yeah, well, they like their white guys in Green Bay. Kuhn, I bet, is because I think you'll start seeing more John Kuhn jerseys.
I don't know how long this contract is for, but I think sometime soon, maybe after the season, I'm going to get a Starks jersey. I feel strong about it.
Old Iron Man.
That's terrible.
Risk, man. You don't know how long those
guys exactly.
Play
you
gotta, for. That's what I said. Like, you could have said that about Ryan Grant last year. Who knows what he's going to do.
Just
got to
see how long this is. Yeah. Get him a good long-term.
See, I think Clifton's a good one.
It's like a starter jacket. It's an investment. You know? Right. It's like a seventh-grade starter jacket.
That'd be worth at least $15 if I still had it.
Long and hard.
So Mickey's,
what Matthews makes you. What?
Mickey, what are you going to get into for your... what are you getting down the pipeline?
I found a sweater at a thrift store, and it was a kind of like a Cosby sweater. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like early 90s. Cosby sweater.
Like with the kind of multicolors and patterns.
Like,
and
looks like a bunch of colorful syrups dripping down a shirt, you know? Right. And then I put the number 2 and Crosby on the back.
So.
Our kicker.
So you have a Crosby sweater.
I have a Crosby sweater.
Working out.
Crosby
sweater.
And we want this to catch on. Yeah. It would be the greatest thing ever to see some fans in the stadium wearing some... I would like to see a group of dudes wearing some Crosby sweater. Or chicks.
That would
chicks
be a too. Sign that the podcast is...
Yes, and that's success. How we'll know. Or someone else will just think of it.
Being that this is the first podcast, I imagine we're going to get about 16 listens. I think that's my...
So I expect to see 8 Crosby
each one of us is going to listen to it more than once.
So yeah, anything else for the?
Well, we got Carolina, coming up, and I'm gonna go out on it. Well, first off, I already think Randall Cobb did win Rookie of the Year already. that's a fact.
Well, he's gonna beat Mark Ingram because he couldn't get that yard.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's all worked out.
That was a dumb play call by the Saints, though. You have Drew Brees.
The argument I read today is they had a 4th-and-1 early on in the game where they let Brees drop back, and that's when he got chased back to like the -12-yard line.
Yeah, right.
So I think what's his name, Sean Payton, was a little worried.
Yeah, well,
so you got to think.
Let me ask you this:
long game, you need 1 yard. That defense has to be worn down.
Mm-hmm. Chris, being a man that is. Lost a bit of your hair early in life. I know this is a podcast. I'm sorry, I called you out on that.
That's fine.
Drew Brees, should he shave his head?
He's got...
he got enough going that he should...
I think he... It's fine. He should get rid of that scar that he has. Oh, is that hideous?
He should do the comb over over the scar.
Yeah, over the scar, yeah. That's a good idea. How did you get that spray?
It's a birthmark.
Is that what it is?
Tina Fey. Tina Fey walked up to him on the street and started stabbing his face. I think that's how that happened.
It was a port wine stains.
Like Gorbachev.
Those are disgusting.
Mad.
I get so mad.
Our apologies to any port wine stained Packer fans.
Oh, you know what? Get rid of that. If you have that, you just don't want to do that.
Just get some Tyson.
So, Breeze, honest question. The Breeze still has the birthmark? Because I've seen pictures and commercials where it's gone.
They just airbrush it out. We know it's there.
So I was under the impression he it's actually, finally got
that's
it
actually no, it's a function in Photoshop called the Grody brush. we should. That's an interesting thing, Mickey. Want to talk about facial hair and the lack thereof of Mr. Aaron Rodgers?
He should have kept.
He did this.
He got rid
year.
Of the mustache.
He likes to do that in the preseason.
I didn't even notice.
I'm not superstitious at all. I think the mustache looks pretty rad, so keep it.
Yeah.
Everyone in sports is so superstitious. So they.
What's a long season? It's a long season. He can grow it back.
That's a glorious
He had it in the preseason last year, and then shaved it for the first game.
Right. Do they have any for the playoffs last year? I don't remember any of them. I don't think Clay Matthews can grow.
He was doing a goatee for a minute. Yeah.
I don't remember.
One or two games.
The goatee is definitely the worst. Yeah. I did the goatee for a little bit in my life before I could grow the full beard. Like when I was younger, and that's the worst.
During your Ben Affleck phase.
Yeah.
Eight or nine.
Yeah. 8 or 9 at the goatee.
For the record, this is the effeminate part of the podcast.
It's a football podcast.
It's going to be a lot of them.
Do you want to talk about how I can't grow a beard? If you want to add on to that effeminate part of it.
Good.
All I have is a goatee.
That was on your resume for Macy's, wasn't it?
That's why I got the job. Yeah, exactly. I walked in,
that's what I thought.
Brushed my face against their forehead, and they're like,
But Carolina next, like I said, Randall Cobb's rookie of the year already. Carolina, we already. I'm pretty sure we're gonna win this one.
You'd have to quit the season.
Yeah,
lost that game.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna win that one, and I think we got a good shot at winning every game this year. I know that's maybe one loss to San Diego, but at San Diego, that's the only game.
I want to guarantee at least one fluke loss to the Detroit Lions.
The Lions being a problem.
That's my
point. The Lions are
at least one loss to the Lions.
And
they're sneaky good this year, I think.
Yeah.
9-7.
Well, last year, I mean, shit.
Yeah.
They got a hell of a defense.
That's always their Thanksgiving game that was always a gimme, growing up. And this is the first year since I can remember where it's not a gimme.
Well, you know what it is that they're like the. Someone said this before, but they're like. They're like the kid brother that you in the division that you just kick around for so long, and then eventually they're gonna grow up and get big. And that's really what's. And you know what? I don't mind the Lions in that division. Like, they don't bother me as much as the Bears and the Vikings, but it's because they've been bad for so damn long.
I take faith that they're always horribly managed and coached.
Yeah.
Even with all that talent.
But the Bears and Vikings can both die in a plane crash.
We got the Bears on Christmas Day,
We got the Bears in 2 weeks, too.
Yeah, we do.
Christmas Day is at home.
It is at home.
And that's cool. We got them on week 3. And I'm going to go out on a limb with this one, too. I don't think they're going to be good this year. I don't think the Bears are going to be good. I think the Vikings are going to be trash.
Cutler's going to be waddling for a few games.
Well, I know he's got that.
Especially at Christmas.
Here
we are, waddling.
Waddling.
Yeah.
I always thought it was waddling.
California Raisins.
I always thought they said, here we go, a waffling.
Right.
Which makes me think of Christmas.
Yeah,
Christmas morning.
It's wassailing.
It is wassailing.
Well, what the hell's wassailing?
Wassailing has something to do with drinking spiked eggnog and caroling.
Caroling.
That's real.
Stumbling around and knocking on people's doors.
I don't like Christmas carols.
Ben Roethlisberger likes to wassail before he rapes.
It's
a little known fact.
I did not know that.
He likes to do. In all lighthearted fun and happiness, Aaron Rodgers was getting a little bit of flack, especially when compared to the Saints, because Drew Brees during the lockout was hosting, you know, player only workouts, and the Packers did not do that, and
because they won the Super Bowl, need to go
right.
Yeah,
and but no, they, apparently Aaron Rodgers, once he got to talk to the press after the game, that was kind of one of the like kind of the ribbing he gave to the press was he was saying things along the lines of, "Oh yeah, just imagine that, you know, how many points we would have scored if we would have actually had, you know, all player workouts." So yeah, just wow, it would have been, so Aaron. Much better. So.
He's just handled himself so well, and through. I mean, everyone says it. And just like it's a great story, and
he's better than Favre.
Oh yeah, of course,
he's better than Favre.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Impartial outside observer here.
I'm going to go ahead and say it now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I loved Favre when he was Favre and not crazy.
So
old
you think
man.
Rodgers is a guaranteed Hall of Famer? From
yes.
Here on
yes.
Out.
Yes.
I mean, he does have the ring.
Yeah. He has the ring, but if you look at his numbers, and since he's been a starter, they're fantastic.
Yeah, but does Rodgers have fun out there when he's playing?
Is he like a kid?
He's like
a fucking adult.
Yeah,
he's
all business. Who wants to watch that?
Thing. He's nothing like a fine wine.
No, he's like my retired. Does he have any salt and pepper? No, it's all black.
Just wait.
That was the worst when you just hear that when Favre was that year with the vote. He's like a kid.
Get out
of here. Fine wine.
Get out of there. Helped up by his teammates.
Fucking said that.
I will say,
Rodgers was miserable playing out there. He hates playing.
It is.
I just hope
he's all business when he's doing WWF.
Especially when he does that Mario jump.
All business.
Right.
I love the Mario jump.
I just hope that one day Aaron Rodgers can find his true calling, maybe like, you know, copywriting for Macy's or something.
Yeah.
Those jobs currently are taken.
Oh.
If we're hiring, I will call his agent.
So we got Carolina. I mentioned that already.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about.
But
I think they're gonna let Flynn play that whole game.
Yeah,
I wanted Flynn in last night.
Oh, you mean Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Bring Flynn in like when they're just the second half.
Who's third string?
Oh, the Harrell Graham Harrell.
Harold,
you made the team. Yeah.
I'm not even a fan. Let me drop in knowledge.
Yeah. Well, yeah. After some of his,
we're not going to see much of him. I'm going to go ahead and say
college. Well, a lot of people are going
to college. I hope not. I don't have to see that.
Trying to forget his name.
They should let Matt Flynn play quarterback for the Panthers because he's better than all of their quarterbacks. At least
there was talk about
I wanted to go somewhere.
He's actually good. He's really good.
Well, the thing is, their argument is like, you know, Rodgers had a few concussions, and if that happens,
that was last year.
Favre never had. By the way, going back to that argument,
he had a shit ton of concussions.
He didn't miss a game for.
Well, he had concussions.
He never missed a game. Yeah. But
this was back in the
'90s
when we thought the brain was made of pudding.
Yeah, I mean, MRIs and a lot of the medical thing. They've discovered how dangerous concussions can be for like long term sustainable.
Oh, no. This is something they discovered the past few years. I mean, they've known this for a while. And Favre,
they just let him play.
Favre played. He wanted to play. They let him. Yeah.
Well, there was the one game. I believe it was against the Giants. But he gets a concussion. Goes to the sideline for one play, and then just runs back onto the field. Didn't even know what he was doing. Throws a bomb, touchdown. They score a touchdown, and then like he just runs. You know, he doesn't even know what's going on the whole time. And he had a concussion going, and then he gets back, and they're like, "You can't be out there. You weren't supposed to go out there." And like he went out there concussed.
I mean, you can shit talk far all you want, but I mean, the guy was tough.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was my favorite football player for a long time, and then it's like somebody, you know, like a girlfriend cheating on you, going to the Vikings. That's what it, you don't go to the fucking Vikings.
Well, I guess that's the thing, is that, you know, coming in when I did, obviously I wasn't around for the 97 Super Bowl with Favre. I wasn't really, as far as Packer fan goes, I wasn't around for a lot of that. So I came in just kind of on the bandwagon.
You didn't even know him, so you get to hate him.
Yeah, I can hate him all I want. And I've only seen the shitty, pathetic last, you know, year and a half of him playing. So
yeah.
Last year,
I don't have any of the glory memories.
Was one of the most painful things.
I actually did end up feeling bad.
Like, as a former Vikings fan watching his games, not caring at all, But seeing him at least three times last year, like, genuinely afraid that he had died, was terrifying. Right. Like, he laid...
Oh, you're not even talking about the personal
stuff. Oh, when he's...
I'm talking him just getting broken in 35 different pieces in at least three different games.
And he looked like an old man out there.
Yeah, he did.
He really did.
He was not having fun.
His pants were always saggy.
Yeah, he was not having a good time. He was not having fun. He was not having fun.
Oh, man.
That shit was terrifying.
But, yeah, great game. Great opening game. Or week one. It was awesome. I hope they go back-to-back pack.
Yeah.
I want a little back-to-back pack action. And that is how it goes. Once they go and win the Super Bowl, they go back the next year. They've done it every time.
The NFL.com predictor places them against the Chargers in the Super Bowl and winning.
I've heard a lot of Jets. This is what Peter says.
Apparently they went like completely correct for the last season as far as which games were going to be won by
the Chargers missed the playoffs last year.
What was this?
There was that
they didn't have the Packers last year though.
No. This is for this coming season. I'll look it up. I've got it in my email. But they've got the computer has the Packers against the Chargers.
Wow, they must really hate.
And again, it's a computer. It's just going by the stats.
I don't see the Chargers going. There's no way. I mean, I think it's going to be the Jets
or the Steelers.
Or the Steelers again. Can go again. Yeah. And,
if anything, they'll be better.
You always got New England. Yeah. I mean, you're always going to have New England.
Says that 2011 NFL preview as well as the full season NFL pack. Blah 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 blah. According to the Predictilator is what they're calling it. The Green Bay Packers are most likely
Super Bowl winners.
We're beating as NFL champions 13% of the time. Blah 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 blah. They're putting us as a, I think they said 26-23 over the San Diego Chargers.
Mm. Chargers are like the seventh best.
So we can stop watching.
You're right. Yeah.
We are currently the only.
It's not even half the season.
Yeah. You know, and it says speaking of the NFL playoffs, the PredictionMachine.com is coming off an undefeated NFL playoff campaign where our record was a documented perfect 11-0.
The Predictilator is an Xbox 360, right?
It's
playing a little Madden.
Yeah.
I don't know. This might be the year or the decade of Milwaukee and Wisconsin because the Brew Crew.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Brewers that on here too.
Brewers playing right now.
I'll talk some Brewers.
It's very possible,
right?
Because I think
Philly's looking pretty good this year.
Crazy.
Oh, of course,
but I love me the Brew Crew.
I think as far as in a short series. Milwaukee can beat any team right now because the Phillies are very much just a straight up pitching team with offenses that can go cold for weeks at a time, while the Brewers have both pitching and hitting.
Yeah.
They could steal one game in Philadelphia, and that's all
they're really good at beating the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates are really good at beating the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah, they are terrible.
Yeah.
I just fell asleep. What were we talking about?
Oh, I didn't mean to talk about America's game.
No, I'm excited about the Brewers. I'm definitely a Fairweather fan because they're starting to do well, and I'm getting in on it.
Yeah.
But it could be...
I like the Brewers, but my heart's... Oh, only with... I mean, I love the Packers more than anything.
It could be World Series, Super Bowl, and Rose Bowl for the UW Badgers as well. They're looking really good.
Are they going to go and lose again?
Probably. They're going to get their ass beat by mid-level team.
By another Christian school or something.
fucking Jehovah's
Witnesses. Are we good?
I think we're good on the sports talk. I want to talk about just some
just
general news related items.
I did want to. I think we should. Can we plug Angry Wades too?
We should.
I want to do that. We were. There's every city has a Packers bar, just about, right? At least any real city.
Right.
We have a few here, and we go to a place called Angry Wades in Carroll Gardens. If you are ever in Brooklyn and need a place to go watch a Packers game, definitely go to Angry Wade's. It is the best Packers bar New York.
The other bar is known as...
Not as good.
Kettle of Fish? No, it's not as good. It's Kettle of Fish in the West Village?
West Village.
But yeah,
lots Angry of fans Wade's, there too, but Wade's is a little bit more...
Wade's at those Kettle Fish go there for UW games. Go there for Badger games.
Kettle of Fish is a Wisconsin bar?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great bar.
It's a small-ish bar.
Yeah.
But they fill up fast.
I met Charlie Day at Kettle of Fish. Name dropper, New York.
Mm-hmm. Just general news items. What were the things we were going to talk about? I've already forgotten.
No, good. You brought it up. I'm glad.
Yeah.
You brought it up and you forget what you're going to talk about. That happened during the game. That was a New York thing, though. If you're listening out of New York during the football game, there was a fear-mongering terror threat interrupting the goddamn football
game. It wasn't a full-on interruption. They went, like, picture-in-picture, and it was this tiny...
That interrupted it.
We could see the game. There was no audio, and it was...
Yeah, they switched the audio.
They switched the audio.
They blew their hand. They were talking.
And they had some chick from the FBI, which I don't agree with, but some chick.
The FBI? Yeah.
No, the FBI is fine.
How you gonna trust a girl cop?
The FBI. Come on. Anyway.
I like my women where I like them, as pilots.
But, and then Bloomberg was on there talking some shit. Did you notice he said, don't worry about the subways. I'm going to ride the subway tomorrow like I do every day.
Bloomberg said that. What an asshole.
There's no way
to take my hovercraft to the subway.
The mayor.
I do every day.
Yeah.
The mayor of New York City.
Yeah, we're approaching the, as everybody knows, we're approaching the anniversary of 9/11, the 10-year anniversary. And
what?
They thought it would be a keen idea to interrupt the game to say, hey, guess what? We don't have any facts and we don't have any information, but we're pretty sure the terrorists are going to try and do something on the 10-year anniversary.
No,
nobody
have 72 hours to
and they basically did the whole thing they've been doing for 10 years. So if you see something, say something. It's like, why are you interrupting our game to tell us something we all already know?
It's not corroborated.
It's not corroborated. You're
probably going to die.
Probably everybody's going to vanish off the face of the planet.
So when does this podcast is going to come out? On Monday.
This one will come out on Monday.
This might be our last contact with the world. So, everything you'd like to say?
I'm good.
No?
I'm totally good.
No regrets? Okay.
I just want to say one thing. If this is the last words I have to say, my ex-girlfriend Samantha, you were a crazy, crazy bitch. And you fuck you.
Why was she a crazy bitch? Just one story. Walking through Kroger.
No, that's Heather.
Heather. Was this the Christian girl?
That's a better story. All right, tell the Heather story.
This is fun.
You could just say it's Heather and just lie.
I could, but it's not the truth.
If it's a good story.
Heather, stop listening.
If I'm going to give the shittiness to somebody, I want to go to the right person. Heather Smith. If you're black and living in Louisville, Kentucky, she's probably trying to fuck you right now. And it's just true.
It's not racial.
There goes our black listeners. Oh, man.
Okay.
Randall Cobb, if you're listening.
It's not a racist thing. She's just in the black dudes. It's not a fucking thing. Either way, when I dated her back when I was 21 years old, I lost my virginity. She was fat then, and she's even fatter now. And she was
that's what they do.
And gaining listeners.
Listen, I love all the
We're down to 12 now. Fuck, man.
Out of 16. She was very insecure, and I was stupid, and I stayed with her. And several times we would be going to Kroger.
Stayed with her.
Yeah. When we would walk into Kroger late at night, you know how they shut down the entrance to the store. You have to walk in the outdoor, and you have to walk through the registers, so they can make sure you're not stealing shit, basically. And as we would walk through, she would walk backwards, which is difficult for a fat girl. They're not so nimble. And she would walk backwards, and when I would ask, what are you doing, she would tell me that she didn't want me looking at the Cosmo magazine covers and, the Maxim magazines and things like that because there were attractive models on the front covers.
She'd get jealous of magazines.
She was getting jealous
of literature. She was watching your eyelids.
I would have to point my head to the ground and walk looking at my feet so that I wouldn't get bitched out by her for looking at a magazine. And then Samantha, who was another crazy one later on, one time I was reading a Maxim magazine. She knew the whole story about Heather, and I got bonus points on this one because I was standing there reading a Maxim, and she walks up and she's like, what are you looking at? And I said, nothing, Heather. And she got really mad, which was really awesome.
So you want her to know that she's a huge cunt. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, Samantha was a crazy
which,
bitch.
Oh, Samantha was the one that, yeah. that you wanted before we die?
That's just her.
I really probably shouldn't say that, because this is, we're probably going to link to this on Facebook, and she's a
no, that's fan. Fine.
She's married and happy now. I wish her all the best.
But she's still fat. But,
she's not fat.
Probably still crazy.
You guys are wildly confident that people are going to listen to this.
Yeah.
Well, she's might be crazy enough to listen to this. So, anyway.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, so in other news, the Postal Service is not claiming bankruptcy, but they're talking about some financial issues.
Oh, I love that band.
Not the band with the such great heights that the actual U.S. Postal Service is apparently they're in money trouble, you guys, and which is a shocker.
Not
to me,
selling enough stamps. How do you run out of money?
That's the thing. I don't know the last time you guys have been to the post office and tried to mail anything, but whenever you do. There's always a really, really, really long line, and at the end of that line is a really terrible cunt every single time.
Last time I went to the post office, the lady was super nice. It's like she knew.
Really?
It's like she knew they were going under. Yeah,
really?
I'm not... Ridiculously nice, yeah.
And
they didn't have a machine to buy stamps, so I had to actually go...
That's annoying. They got to wait in a damn... I had to do that, too. You had to wait in a fucking
time
line
I go,
to get one goddamn stamp.
Every time I go, there's a huge line, and then when you get there, they... They act like you're offending them because you want to mail something. Seriously, they ask you what's. They always do the.
Well, that's how I am.
Explosives, perishables, fragile items, and it's a letter. I'm sending a letter. Like there's no way I could possibly have. I'm not mailing a pane of glass in an envelope. It's a letter. They just waste your time. It's all this extra bullshit.
I get it. Rude.
This is Obama's America.
Why would you place it on Obama? What's?
Huh? What? Hi.
You saying Obama is the main reason for the U.S. Postal Service sucking?
I blame Obama for all of the socialism. I blame Obama for all government workers having jobs.
Just so you know, Matthew...
So stop giving people jobs, Obama.
Is okay. A raving liberal. And he's yeah,
oh,
so...
I guess. Raving. Raving about lots of things.
Yeah, but I know we're ramping this up, right? But,
We got a little bit.
I kind of get the postal, because I hate my job, and
you can go on for as long as you want, because we're going to cut all this shit
okay.
out.
Okay. really? Oh, we're going to actually
edit. We're going to cut out all this postal service shit out.
I'm
just kidding.
But I hate my job, and then when we get, I mean, I work in a deli, and when a customer comes in, just
government
walks
deli?
In, might as well be, when a customer walks in, I hate it. I hate every customer that comes.
Do you work by tips, or is it hourly?
No, I
it's
hate.
Because you're in your like weed hangover.
No, I smoke weed before.
Oh, okay.
I get high every day before work.
It's very high.
I hope my bosses don't listen to this. Actually, please listen to this and fire me so I can collect unemployment.
Yeah. Obama
works that way.
I think you can collect if you get fired.
I think New York might be easy.
I applied. A year and a half ago, and that was a reason for being declined was being terminated.
But I think
depends on why you up.
Yeah. It depends on why you're terminated.
Yeah, like layoffs.
If they just let you go,
yeah. If you're fired for getting high on the job, you're not going to get an employee.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you get fired for, how they can't prove that.
It's true.
How are they going to prove it? They're going to drug test you. Okay, hold on. If you get fired for being under the influence of an illegal substance, you are not going to get unemployment. But, you're right, they would have to drug test you. Mm-hmm. But if you just get let go from a job, you can get unemployment.
Yes.
That's how. Yeah. That's what it's
for. Example, if you're eating frozen jalapeno poppers in a walk-in, and you get fired for that, you might not
you get be you've been fired from a job for eating frozen jalapeno poppers?
No, but my next one.
The next job you have, you're
going to be... I am high.
I've never had a frozen jalapeno popper. I wonder if they're good.
It might be good.
My teeth hurt.
The spiciness might be...
It'll trickle down to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have frozen cream cheese?
You can gnaw it.
What kind of...
You have a baby frozen jalapeno popper. You know, like baby when teething.
Did that pick up?
That picked up.
Edit that out. Edit that fart out.
Poppers. How many poppers you had?
I'll put another fart noise over it.
Yeah.
Better than that.
We don't even need fart noises. I can just do it myself.
All right, we're rolling on 50 minutes here, you guys.
All right, we should wrap it up.
I
think 41.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 10 minutes.
I just want to say one thing.
45
If I do die this weekend, and that is that, and everyone knows this already. but the Green Bay Packers are the best sports franchise in all of sports, and the best fans in the world, and just really, I love them more than my future girlfriend, if I ever have one.
You won't have one, but
yeah, but I know, yeah.
Mickey, you have a message to the general public or a loved one? No?
No. Mickey's lived a pure life.
I actually do kind of feel bad about the Samantha thing now. Can I retract that?
Oh. No, you gotta. That's well, you know, the thing is.
Heather, I still stick with. She was crazy.
You probably shouldn't have said her name.
Mickey. Signed a contract and he has final cut of this podcast.
No, I don't think we should keep that. I like keeping in the mistakes.
In his contract, he has final say.
How about when you tell the story? I'll edit it. I'll turn the volume way the fuck up.
Okay.
No, I want to keep it. Can I vote on keeping it?
Well, keep it.
That's the thing.
You keep it all.
Don't fucking
listen. She was crazy. So I can get behind that.
And fat.
Literally, she wasn't fat. She was not fat.
You know, was she ever made aware that that was a crazy thing to do? Did you ever let her know?
No,
Heather.
Did not. No, I was terrible as a boyfriend then. I didn't have any respect.
Well, then I hope she listens. I hope she knows that was a fucking crazy thing.
That was a crazy thing. I felt bad about the Samantha thing, saying she was crazy.
Well, because you didn't give any examples to her either. You just said she was crazy.
Samantha was way.
I just want to say one thing. If Heather and Samantha are listening, lose some fucking weight.
Well, Samantha's not fat. I don't even know her.
I'm willing.
Also, if you were a little overweight, you know, it's okay.
It's fine.
Matthew's single, and
he should at least be pretty.
He doesn't have standards because he copyrights for Macy's, so...
Hey, girl.
Actually, we should
girl, say Macy's. Go to Macy's.com.
Can you not say Macy's? He works for Tracy's.
Tracy's. Yes.
Tracy's.
Is that like McDonald's?
McDowell's?
Coming to America?
Yeah,
go to TracyChapman.com and I will sell you a sweater.
So yeah, I guess after this we're going to be doing another podcast after the Panthers game, which will be Sunday, and then we're gonna record on Monday and post on Tuesday. I think
we're going to try to record after the day after.
The day after.
Yeah,
we've decided that if we try to do the night of, we're going to be
not as much stuff to talk about.
No. The night of the after the game. Oh, do it right after.
You should at least do that once, just to see how it turns out.
We should do one. Yeah,
that could be really fun.
That's a really good idea.
As an adventure.
Yeah. Aw, together.
We'll do one.
Maybe before a special. We could do a special before like a Bears game or something, and then do it after.
Sure.
Or is that too much?
We'll do a drunken post Bears game, and then we'll do a sober post Bears game.
Do a mini app. Do a mini app.
Even though Jay Cutler has a vagina, they are rivals.
Guys,
so we should make sure.
His wedding just got canceled. You know, cut him a break.
You should be able to see Jay Cutler in all the gay bathhouses in your area anytime soon. Because
how can you go to a gay bathhouse with a huge vagina?
He's gonna get kicked out. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And Kristen from the Hills, Macy's.com.
Okay, so I think we're good.
Thank you. Go back.
Yeah, we haven't decided on a sign off.
Yeah,
so I think we should all say our sign off at the same time. Just come up with sign off.
Come up with it.
Yeah. In 3, 2, 1.
Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan.